Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
County fairs have a long-standing tradition for Wisconsin summers, and the Juneau County Fair is no exception. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. The Juneau County Fair is going on now through Sunday, August 21st, and I'm here visiting with Maddie Wafel, who is a last-year exhibitor for the Juneau County Fair. So, Maddie, how long have you been exhibiting at the fair, and what all have you exhibited?
So, I've been exhibiting for 10 years. And I've shown horses for 10 and sheep for 9 of those years.
How did you get involved in the fair and why?
I watched my older cousins show since I was little, and it was just something I knew I always wanted to do. I've always had a love for, you know, horses and livestock, and just being able to show at county fairs was something I've always looked forward to since I was little.
So what has being an exhibitor meant to you? What has really stuck out to you through being an exhibitor at the Juneau County Fair?
Being an exhibitor, honestly, is everything. Being able to showcase what I've worked hard for all summer with the horses, worked hard for all year, being able to show the community that, being involved with other youth that are showing, and just being around other community members that are doing the same thing.
What have you seen change over the years as an exhibitor? Whether that's big trends that you've had to change how you're preparing your animals for livestock-wise, or even showmanship tips or things like that. What have you learned over the years and what's changed?
As far as the lambs go, with hair on the lambs, legs have been a big thing over the last couple years. So getting, you know, their hair to grow, make their legs look really big. That never was a thing when I was littler. And then with the horses, showmanship tips changed. We do different things when horse, you know, we set up the horses, things like that. And like with the grounds too, the buildings, we had the all new buildings being built. So that's a big change too, which I'm excited to see how that continues to expand.
What is your favorite memory of being an exhibitor at the Juneau County Fair?
So last year, actually, I was showing my lamb, and I was in the grand drive, and the judge, he was a fun little dude. I don't know how else to even say it. And he actually made me go on the mic, and like he held my lamb, and I had to go up there and talk and say like what, you know, what I was thankful for. So I of course thanked my family for their support through all the years, things like that. And then I actually won grand champion with my lamb last year, and so he told me that I had to announce that on the microphone. And that was something I've never done before, honestly. Interesting, definitely a weird experience, but it was cool, and it was probably something that'll stick with me for the rest of my years when I look back at the fair and think about that.
Why do you think more people should exhibit at a county fair? What is the importance of county fairs to youth?
I think everyone should exhibit at the county fair, whether you have, you know, I mean, rabbits to horses to dogs, it's everything. And you can do, I mean, even the like face-to-face judging with foods and photos and things like that. I think just being able to be part of the county fair is something that, you know, if you can take advantage of, you definitely should. It's something that I wish I could keep doing for forever, and this being my last year, it makes it super hard because I've been, you know, it's something I've loved to do forever. And but it's awesome. It's gets the community comes together, people who aren't a part of it come, and you know, they watch you showcase your animals and your projects and what you've worked hard for, and it brings youth together and it shows youth what hard work and responsibility is too.
I know it's bittersweet having it be your last year, but you're not gonna just leave the fair, I'm sure. So what is your future look like for involvement with the fairs or just your future college experience? Where are you at now?
Yeah, I definitely am not, this is not gonna leave me. I was actually the fairest attendant a couple years ago to stay, you know, put more impact in there and keep being involved as that far as that goes. But yeah, I plan to hopefully join the fair board to, you know, make some changes and keep things looking and building better. And then I'm going to school for business, so I hope to take that into like the agriculture industry and be on the business side of that, because that'll never go away as for me. And then I have younger cousins and family members who are going to keep showing for the next, you know, few years, so hopefully they'll want me to stick around and stay part of that. I don't see myself ever leaving, but yeah, just staying around and, you know, helping younger exhibitors and getting everyone involved if I can.
What advice would you give to a first few years exhibitors who's just starting out? What advice would you say about the county fair in general, their project or whatever it may be?
Watch the older members, look up to them, ask them questions. It's what I always did. It's what I'm watching younger kids do now. And you learn so much from your peers. Listening to your parents and adults sometimes isn't always your favorite thing. Everyone listens better when you're listening from an older member or another peer or something, and I think definitely just watch older exhibitors and watch what they're doing and ask them questions and things like that.
Once again, that was Maddie Wayful from Linden Station here at the Juneau County Fair. She's a last year exhibitor, so make sure you come on out to the Juneau County Fair until Sunday, August 21st, and have a chance to meet Maddie and the other fair exhibitors, and they're all showcasing their hard work, so make sure you come out and enjoy that fair food and the animals. Once again, this is Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.